Yo, what's up? It's Shadow Master, aka Duncan Trussell. I'm reporting in to you from Salt Lake City. We are Picked Up, the International Pickup Artist Conference. Happens once a year, invite only. And of course, I got invited. And I am having such a blast. I'm not even going to turn my camera to my bed because it's covered in all kinds of sex stuff, cum, sex toys, and a variety of other markings, including an ample amount of squirt, which is not pee. We're not going to get into that again, but it is squirt, not pee. And that's science. You can look it up. I'm so sick of that argument. This has been one of the best weekends of my life. Not only have I been banged and have banged so much, not only have I picked up and been picked up by many professional pickup artists, such as Gary the Nightblade, David Weasel, Lightning Man, and a few others, but I have learned so much that is going to inform everything I do going forward for the rest of my life. I also did ayahuasca, had an incredible session, was visited by a jeweled mantis creature that told me some amazing new techniques for getting in there, especially when married people are having dinner table conversations. I've always had a hard time getting in there and picking up that couple. But now I have a feeling that times have changed for me and I've turned a corner on that weak point. I do want to say a lot of pickup artists out there don't want to admit their weak points. They don't want to admit that, but that is a challenge too. And the more you let people know you're not perfect at everything, the more you're going to feel like a human being and the more you're going to learn. With us here today is one of the top, if not the top pickup artist on the planet. You have definitely read his book, The Lightning Way of Picking Up, and I'm sure you have checked out his incredible podcast, Lightning Speaks. Here with us today is my favorite pickup artist, a man who I view as a mentor, someone who has changed my life personally, Very Fast Jackal.
What's up?
What's up, Darb?
Yo. What's up? Great to be here. This is I got Apple Watch. So those are crazy.
Sometimes they just say, "What's up?"
Yeah, this is great to be here. You know, this is just like absolutely one of the most badass things I've ever been a part of.
Yeah.
Seeing you, being here with you is an honor and a pleasure that you hear what. So it's just standing there as you did that introduction and I hear what you said. And it's something that just speaks to me in a way where it's like a rabbit thumping on a hollow log.
Yeah. You know, I just have to say, man, I don't want to seem like I'm sucking your dick or whatever, but dude, your seminar was incredible. I looked around the room and people were crying. You changed so many lives that night. And I wonder if you could just summarize a little bit what you were talking about that night, because I couldn't do it justice. And also, my God, I didn't even know you were a poet. But when I read that poem, I shook. My feet shook.
That's the idea, honestly. If your feet are shaking, your heart is quaking. And if your heart is quaking, your brain is baking. And if your head's hot, who's going to say nah? I'm standing up to the flesh. You're going to do a double touch test.
Okay, now I don't want to freak you out even more, but I want to show you something.
Okay.
Right after your seminar, check it out. I got a skin color tattoo.
Oh, wow. That is, you know what that is? That's scandalous. It's truly scandalous.
From the master, scandalous. But now we're going to get a little more scandalous because this is the future that we're living in. And if you don't adapt to the times, you're going to get lost in the rhymes. Got that from this man last night.
Heck yes.
And so we are stepping into the future's future. And this is going to be a podcast done completely in VR. So I want you to join.
Wow.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Not kidding you at all.
You know what? I've heard about this VR stuff. I've, you know, see, I'm a classic guy. I used to go by Peace Candle back in the day, back coming up in Columbus. And we would just eschew all technological aspects of information transitions.
Yeah.
And to have you invite me into this space and present me with a no contest opportunity to interface with a new piece of technology, bless.
Bless you. And let me just say, when I was Neighborhood Night 10 years ago, with a K, not an N.
Right. Slice them.
I was the same way. Like, when I heard about virtual reality coming down the pipes, I thought to myself, do we really want to get sucked into a corporatist, consumerist reality?
Yeah.
Do we want every aspect of our intelligence, consciousness, and what we know controlled by small groups of tech elites who are going to envelop us in some kind of secondary reality that we begin to assume is reality and becomes an implicit part of capitalism, thereby chaining us with the manacles of circuitry to the great machine of suffering? And then I saw like a Gizmodo story on these things, and I was like, damn, that's fucking cool. And you know, ever since then, I've been a tech head.
Heck yeah. No, that's like when you're buttering the bagel, it doesn't matter how you get the butter on there, if it slides, it glides.
Wipe it down.
Yeah.
Okay, so here we go. We're gonna do it. I borrowed you these goggles is a gift. That's not just for me. That is from my pickup artist club. So shout out to Danny Light. Shout out to the one who lives beneath the creek. And shout out, of course, to Humpman for throwing in for these amazing goggles. And you'll notice on the back there, there's a special inscription we wrote just for you.
I have permission to Elika. Will he touch this?
They're yours, bro.
Oh, this is just freaking mega sick, dog. Houseboat floating. Look at that. This is like a dookie right here, man. This is just trueness inside of like the Olympic circle, uncorrupt, deep blasted, sideways slide.
Yeah.
Two wheels, Arab ocean desert.
And let me tell you, bro, it's about to get crazy because we are going in to the Matrix right now. On this show, you're going to watch us go into the, what is it, red pill? We're about to take, is it black pill?
I think it's like a brown pill. No, it's
we're about to take the brown pill.
Brown wheel. 3, 2, 1, brown.
Let's go.
Okay, here we go. Just put this on.
Yeah, just put it on over your head. And here we go.
Oh, God.
Holy shit.
Oh my gosh.
Welcome to the Matrix, bro.
This is Narnar.
Dude, check it out.
Fiesta wear, my god.
Are you seeing what I'm seeing?
I'm seeing like, this is like a pure beach.
This is incredible, man.
Wow, it's like we're in the same room with each other right now.
Dude, it feels like you're right next to it. This technology is changing the world, and this is why this episode is all about the technological implications of pickup artistry in the new world, which is, if you want to check out my new article, you can find it at xhamster.com. It's all about what does it mean for the modern day pickup artists in the world of tech, and I would love to know your thoughts on that.
Okay, I'm just trying to like get this thing to, they're keeping all these breasts shooting in my face right now?
Yeah, tap it 3 times and the breasts will reduce.
Got it.
I mean, it 3 times and the breasts get smaller, but if you wanted to disappear, you have to do a side swipe.
Okay, swipe, disconnect, there we go.
And you could do it, look, watch this. Okay, check out this right there, this breast right here. Uh-huh. Now this is a classic 10 breast, and this is modeled based on an analysis of tits that I personally did for the last 2 years, went through all my pics, all my DMs, had the AI run through them to find what is the 10. This is a 10 breast. Now watch what happens.
Okay.
Now pinch.
Oh.
See that? It gets smaller and still a 10. I mean, that's, you know, important thing to realize. Like size is irrelevant. 10. And then watch this.
Oh, wow.
Now that's like,
we're inside of a breast.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm going to pull it into us. And now we are in the breast zone.
Wow. This reminds me of like my days as Peace Candle when we were just doing, we had a whole hotel set up. We had the whole hotel set up.
Hotel! See, ho, ho, ho! That's what I say, man. Santa Claus a pimp!
you know what they call it, a hotel, right? Because what? The hoes will tell.
They will. NDA. Check out last episode with my attorney.
Do not.
You never sign an NDA, but you're going to make them sign that NDA if they want that in the dick.
Yeah, this is like Buckle Duckers Anonymous.
Yeah.
You know when you're ducking underneath the buckle?
Yep.
That's what when I grew up, we would just call it buckle ducking.
Yeah, that's what we used to call it.
Buckle ducking, just doing some ham hog buckle dunking.
Yeah.
Because you know you get down in that deep crease and it's just a ham fiesta.
That's right. And you know, this is another thing because a lot of pickup artists, they think that after the close, they've closed. But there's a secondary closing. No. That's dealing with all the bras, the buckles, the straps, the strap-on sometimes.
The infiltration aspect is huge.
Making sure that your partner feels loved and held and embraced by you and that there's a heart connection there. These are the things that are the secondary clothes. And then the tertiary clothes, I got this out of your book.
Right.
The tertiary clothes is making them come as hard as you can.
Yeah. And the big thing that we talk about now is you want to put that a three-year plan. You want to have them on the edge of their seat for at least 2.5 years before you deliver. It's almost like a form of beautiful torture is what we consider it.
Yeah.
As you're doing this service where you're delaying something so long that it seems like it may never happen. And then right at the moment when people are willing to do literally anything whatsoever, sell their home, fly to Guam to take up a residency as a pet physician, anything like that, then that's when you deliver the payload. And it could be it could be in a McDonald's bathroom, and it's going to feel like you're in the Taj Mahal.
Yeah, I love that. And, you know, that's another thing. Like, we do live in a world right now where there's a kind of classist hierarchy in which people who have a higher income bracket are valued more than in a lower income bracket.
Mm-hmm.
And they inadvertently become part of the propaganda machine, which is being spun out by the massive corporations that depend on you constantly buying their products so that they could stay in business and thus keep the American economy afloat, paying for the largest military on planet Earth, which is mostly unnecessary at this point, and is creating so much extra chaos and war. So I just want all of my poor bros out there to know the world is a temple, the world is your bedroom, and everything is a waterbed that you could make love on, fuck on, get banged down on, whatever you're into. So never forget that, bros. This entire world, no matter...
World is waterbed.
World is waterbed.
It's waterbed.
McDonald's bathroom, man. I've had some of the best sex of my life in McDonald's bathrooms.
I haven't had sex in 2 years.
That's great.
So I'm just... That's the thing. That's where I'm going now is just... abstinence as a form of having sex.
You don't even have to have sex to be a pickup artist. You don't even have to talk to women. Some of my favorite pickup artists, they don't leave their house. Mm. They just post online, which is its own form of picking up the babes.
Exactly. It's a really crazy time right now. You know, we're just blissfully aware of this idea where you can transmute any type of lifestyle wherever you want, as long as you have a cool name attached to yourself and have a way to peacock publicly.
Yeah.
And whatever you're doing is just in line with whatever you're doing. You don't have to follow a master. You don't have to follow a channel. The groove is where you go. I mean, you can backtrack on it and create a reversal of what you just did. And you can look at that and said, hey, I took a shot. And did I make it? I don't know, because I turned around. I didn't see if it went in.
That's right. It's like the world is a record. You are the needle. Be the DJ. Now, can you tell us a little bit about your top three favorite fingering techniques?
Okay. I tried to drink the coffee, but it didn't work. Top three fingering techniques. Number one, it's called a pickle buck. And that's one where you basically take your index finger and your middle finger on both hands. You make sort of like a square and you pop your knuckles out. It's supposed to be sort of like a pickle shape. And that's a thing.
You know what? Hold on 1 second. Watch this. I've pulled forth a vagina. And so
here it is.
Basically, here it is. So I'm going to push it over here. Now you demonstrate.
Okay. Sorry, I can't really hold the mic, but okay. So it's like,
maybe hold the mic.
Yeah, hold that mic for me, please. Okay. So you basically do this, and then you kind of like, see, it's like a square of fingers, and then you pop them out like that. So it's almost like one of those expanding drywall screws, except. You're not, this wall isn't dry, baby. It's rolling dry.
Okay, that's number one. Number two.
Mm-hmm. Number two is called the duck. And that is that's real simple. That's just taking a pool noodle and making it into a corkscrew like a duck penis, and you just thread it in.
Duck penis.
Yeah. Just the duck.
And I'll tell you what, ducks like getting wet.
They love it. Well, I mean, they're pretty much water life. They're water for life. They're pure wet, constantly wet. They can fly. They can land on water. They can land on land. They can even go under the water. If you think about, is there anything better than a duck? No, and here's why. The duck is the best creature of all time.
All time.
The duck is a creature that looks kind of dumb.
Yeah.
You see a duck, you're like, it quacks. It's got this weird bill.
Yeah.
It doesn't look badass like an eagle. It doesn't look badass like an American Kestrel.
True.
One of the smallest raptors in the nation, in the animal kingdom.
Yeah.
Even an osprey, one of the most successful birds of prey.
Yeah.
And you can even talk about the passerine family of Corvus calyx and such. Those are birds that look inherently cool. Their shape against the sky is badass. A duck does not look cool. And that fact of the duck not looking cool is what makes it so badass.
Yeah.
You get overlooked by all the other creatures. The next thing you know, you're showing up and you're just wrecking town.
Yeah, I call that a disguise pimp. Mm-hmm. And they're out there. That's the other thing. You never know who you're around. And, you know, a lot of pickup artists, I'm not saying I don't from time to time like to put on my robe, my crown, mm-hmm. come out with a scepter, my red slippers with a loopy top, and that shiny, diamond-studded necklace. Well, that's because there's lights in it.
Robbie Ross, I remember when Garrison Jeep got hospitalized from the brain
disorder. I wish I'd known that he had that neurological shit going on, or I wouldn't have done that.
But he didn't matter. He didn't know he had it.
Well, I'm glad we found out, because he's doing much better, by the way. People were wondering about him.
Yeah, like Garrison Jeep.
He's okay right now. He's still in the hospital, but they say he'll be back in a couple of months. And that's, if you're watching, Garrison, come on back next time. I will not do the neural pulsation pattern that I do when I'm doing a general pickup light show. So, okay.
Well, duck, yeah.
The duck. Now let's get to number three.
Okay. Number three, this is kind of a toss-up. I might think it's the bagel core, but that's such a new one. I feel like it hasn't been able to be time-tested. I'm probably going to have to go with the apple smash.
Okay, now apple smash is really interesting because apple smash is an evolution of the downward up, which was innovated by Blitzkrieg. Now, that when that came out, like, we were all freaking out. Like, that was like, that's when everybody started to have to put plastic sheets down on the bed, because that's 100% guaranteed squirt.
Yeah, even Bodega Lion, and that guy, Bodega Lion's been doing pure dry
since
his career started.
Yeah.
He's the king of dryness.
And which, by the way, now that's an obscure subject when it comes to pleasuring our loves. But a lot of times, dry is better. Dry as a bone, gonna come home, as he said.
Will you see your back while
coming at home? I can't remember that.
You're dry, you die.
Yeah, well, we all thought that.
We didn't know. We didn't know what all the secrets in dryness.
Yeah, nobody knew. But then he took that trip to Tibet and learned a lot of stuff. I don't know, some mystical shit.
What, took a trip where?
To Tibet.
Oh, I always thought it was Tibet.
Oh, it might be. I think it's Tibet.
Country, the mountains?
I think it's Tibet.
Oh.
Yeah.
I thought it was Tibet.
No, it's Tibet. It's like north of Pasadena, I think.
Why would it be? Doesn't it make sense to call it Tibet?
Dude, I don't know. I mean, sometimes I look at words and like my mind just gets blown by the way they sound.
Yeah. Tibet.
You ever think about that? Like, you look at a word and you're like, damn, damn, like take damn for example.
Yeah,
I used to spell damn D-A-M for the longest time.
Oh yeah.
And then it's like someone's like, dude, there's an N at the end of that. Well, he's just, come on.
I think that's not real. I think that's, you know about the Mandelana effect?
Yeah, I think the thing where like the universe is breaking up into shards.
Oh, I just know that it's like the Mandelana effect is this thing where, okay, so while I was growing up, we did not have an N on damn. And now it was like there's an N on damn, And all these guys I talked to is like, yeah, there wasn't an end on that. And they say that, like, what it is, it's just an alternate universe.
Oh, I gotcha. Now that makes more sense to me. That makes way more sense to me, because I'm telling you, my whole childhood, dude, I would, like, look on the stalls of bathrooms, you know, and I was going in there to, like, catch a little jerk and just, like, see, like, damn, you know, D-A-M, or, like, call me, you know, damn, I'm warning, or whatever. And there's never an N on it. And then all of a sudden, now there's an N at the end of damn, which is, you know, these days I could believe anything, bro. And I think what they're doing over there at that particle accelerator needs to stop. I don't even know what they're doing, but I've seen the pictures of it. It looks satanic. They've got idolatry happening there, I think. And it's like, have you seen pictures of this thing?
Yeah, I mean, it's like, isn't it too big to take a picture of?
That's part of what's like weird about it.
Like, a camera will break if it tries to. That's what I heard.
You would need a camera, a giant camera. Like, you would need a mile-wide lens just to take a picture of this thing. It's a loop, kind of looks like an inner tube, and they shoot protons through this thing so fast that it, like, rips up the universe. It's like, you know, like poking a pin in a raft. That's the universe. And then all the hair's coming out, and that's when words start getting bad.
Yeah, because I definitely remember it was no end. And I know I did sex with a rocket scientist my last adventure.
Blast off.
I know. I can't even say it, because it just, I'll let everyone who's listening be like, oh, wait, they're going to sit on their heads. I know that. That's also a big thing, too, is let someone say it in their head.
Yeah.
Give them the gift of saying it.
See it in your mind.
Yes.
Let your mind.
Set them up. But she said that Biden and all of his cronies are going around putting ends on the end of
beer. Okay, Brandon.
Yeah. What the hell?
Let's go, Brandon.
I'm freaking speechless about that.
Let's go, Brandon.
Yeah. I don't know what that means.
Let's go, Brandon.
Yeah. Good luck.
I just love picturing him when he sees people say that.
Does he know what it means?
Yeah, he knows what it means.
He does?
Yeah, he's got to know what it means. You think he doesn't know what it means?
I think that he should probably change his name to Brandon, and then it'll be like, joke's on you guys. Soup's up.
I mean, let's go, Brandon. It's like we want him to do a good job.
My name's Brandon. Oh, Brandon Biden? That would be a sick-ass
name. Yeah, his name.
That'll be a sick ass name, Brandon Biden.
Yeah, let's go, Brandon. It's just like, hey, you know, like, you know, we might disagree completely with a lot of your politics, but you are at least temporarily the president of the United States, and we hope that you do a good job for everybody. That's what it means.
Oh, okay. I thought it was like, actually, I didn't know what it meant. I just thought it was like a fun thing to say because I saw flags of it.
No, it means like, hey, you know, we're all this like interconnected like group of people. And we are playing the game called America, the American experiment. And you're driving the bus, even though, you know, you might be a little old to drive. But, you know, it's like no one else is allowed to drive the bus.
He shouldn't drive.
I don't think he should be allowed to drive a bus. But, I mean, I think, you know, if he's president. And so you're like, you're right. Let's go, Brandon.
Well, that feels good. I just adjusted the tight
strap. So, okay. Now we're entering in to the gratitude period of my show, where we all talk about what we're very grateful about in life. But before we do that, I have to do a quick ad. Check this out. Look at what I made my computer look like, a shark.
Oh, that's so bad.
What is that? Is that badass?
Wow, sharks are the original pickup artists.
Check that out. Looking in the shark's mouth. Here we go.
You know, because they can lose a tooth, and it's like, I don't care.
This shark won't bite.
That's how I feel about bitches. They're like, my teeth have a shark.
Yeah.
Well, guess what? I'm just going to grow another one.
Yeah.
You can keep your own tooth. Fix yourself, fix your body. Fix your body, fix your mind.
Fix your mind.
Time to grind.
Grind it down.
Down. Blow it. Forget.
Blow it back.
Blow back. That's like the CIA thing I was reading about.
Yeah.
They just, those guys are, they're, you know what? Those guys go buck.
They go buck over there.
They can buck.
It is, you know, it's so wild, man. One of my friends is at the CIA. I got a tour. There's so much stuff I didn't know about that. Number one, like when I pictured the CIA, I pictured like 24, you know, concrete bunkers.
Jack Ryan.
Yeah, Jack Ryan.
Jack Reacher.
Jack Reacher. I pictured like, you know, kind of a lot of concrete, but it's amazing how comfortable it is at the CIA, at the Pentagon. They have ball pits. They've got, it's basically like Chuck E. Cheese, but there's cubicles in there.
And the cafeteria is freaking sick. I went there. And they let me go through. I loaded up on meatballs. I was doing a joke, right? I was like, oh, I wonder if I can get so many meatballs so I'll get in trouble.
Yeah.
I guess they called that bet because I had a tray full of meatballs. And I walked out of there. You're not supposed to be able to walk out of a cafeteria with food. It's just like the idea is that you eat it there. You don't take it to go because that's wasting tax dollars and shit. But I had enough meatballs. I was like walking around town with my pants filled up with balls of pork.
Balls of pork.
Yeah.
No, the food there is spectacular. They've got a wonderful Airbnb there. A lot of people don't know that. But
I didn't know that.
Yeah, if you're staying in, that's where I stay every time I come to D.C. There's you know, it's a little more expensive than a hotel, but it's worth it because they've got that new roller coaster at the Pentagon. And it's, you know, have you done Space Mountain? Like the new Space Mountain?
Yeah.
Multiply that times 10. It is a 45-minute roller coaster ride. You go through first
45 minutes?
40. Oh, so man. Here's how it starts. You go there to the Airbnb, and the beginning of the roller coaster is these dudes in black suits with sunglasses come in your room unexpectedly with these fake hypodermic needles, and they look at you and they say, we're going to reprogram your mind. You probably won't remember any of this. Then they inject you.
That's like a haunted house or something. That's the best
pillow. They inject you with saline. You know, there's nothing in it. And that's when the roller coaster ride starts. And all of a sudden, you're riding on the back of your mom. Like, it looks just like your mom.
I don't know what my mom looks like, but I have an idea.
Well,
I got my imagination would like has a production of what she would look like to me. I didn't know.
Yeah, I'm sure your mom was a beautiful lady. So,
oh, most definitely guaranteed she was.
I know. I guarantee that she was like a 10 for sure.
Yeah.
Now you just ride your mom through like a series of these looping circular holographic tubes, and then those tubes become a DNA spiral that leads down into the very depths of your consciousness. I don't know how they make this thing, and then down there, I don't remember a big part of the ride, but when then you're back in your bed and, you know, 45 minutes has passed and it's just badass. So yeah, like that definitely
sounds,
check it out.
That sounds fucking badass, dog. That's like Paco de Lucia, the flamenco guitar player.
Oh, I love it.
I was forced to go see him once by this girl.
Yeah.
It turned out I loved it.
Yeah.
And I went into like a cosmic, a fugue state or something like that when I was watching this flamenco guitar being plucked so fast. Because the fingers turned into blurs, and it looked like he turned into a bird in front of my eyes. And next thing you know, I was flapping. And I felt like I was flying through the air for just like 5 minutes. And then she's waking me up, and it's like, I'm now for 2 hours.
That was
flamenco guitar show.
Is that why they call it flamenco? Because it's like, it's the flamingo.
I didn't think about that. That's probably what it is, because like flamencos are birds. And
flamingo is the bird. Flamenco is the music.
No, this flamenco is the same. That's why it's called that.
Flamingo.
Flamingo, the tongue. Flamingo bird.
By the way, shout out to Flamingo!
Yeah, that's right.
Hope you're closing. Hope you're out there getting banged down.
Getting pink in the stink.
Yeah, riding it deep.
Dipping that upside down bath, sifting through the strain.
Excuse me, man. I got COVID.
Next, I'm going to sip of my coffee.
No, I got some right here.
Okay. You know what I want to talk about is the idea that need to upgrade the use of our skills.
Yeah.
We're all doing this stuff. We've been like banging deep in the dirt. We've been all kinds of sideways badness, doing all this stuff. But it's time for us as a group to collectively upgrade our skills, to take them into places unknown.
Yeah.
I'm talking about access to viewing wild animals in their habitat.
Yeah.
That, to me, that's the biggest pussy you can slay.
Yeah.
Is seeing like a short-faced weasel and a bunch of crown ferns.
Yeah.
In a habitat where there isn't a freaking road around for 25 miles.
Now, this is where you are really like upgrading the game. Like, this is the app. This is like when you go and like gotta like get the Instagram update, but for life, like for you know, because up until what you started doing in the pickup artist game, everybody, me included, thought that this was just about human to human seduction. But then you start taking these trips out into the wild.
Yeah.
And talk a little bit about this new evolution of pickup artistry now that we have moved out of the human realm into the totality of the animal kingdom when it comes to that, to picking up.
I was in Idaho, the state of Idaho. I was there because I had to be for a work release program.
I don't mean to cut you off, but I ask them real quick.
Sure.
Is it true that there's potatoes everywhere in Idaho?
The amount of potatoes that there's in Idaho is like, well, first thing, when I say Idaho, I'm not saying that Idaho. Just saying, no, I was like, that's true.
You are.
Yeah, I am. I admit it. Oh my God, I'm guilty. Put the cuffs on me. Throw away the key. I'll eat the key and I'll shit it out on you. Oh. Yeah, my butt to under the cuffs and that'll keep them care of their own.
I know
the amount of potatoes that I ate there is an uncountable number of starchy herbs and varieties. They're from waxy to fluffy type of rice.
And you go, do you just like do raw potato eating or are you doing like French fries?
I tried to eat raw potato, but this guy immediately stopped me and said, you will get killed.
Okay.
You know, because
it's from poison.
Yeah, I didn't know that. I mean, it's like...
That's not true.
If you have to cook a thing, how is that food, you know?
Yeah.
Like, in the wild, all these...
Okay.
...trillions of potatoes being made. And what? We got to cook them?
Yeah, come on. Give me a break. I eat raw potatoes all the time.
You do?
Yeah, on keto.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm going to do an investigation of that personally. When we conclude the wrap-up of this.
Put some mayonnaise on that and go to town.
I'm allergic to eggs.
Get egg-free mayonnaise.
Is it mayonnaise then if it's egg-free?
Yeah, it's still mayonnaise as long as it's white.
Then what is mayonnaise?
Nobody knows.
So is it sort of like that thing, a rose by any other name will be just as sweet?
Yeah, and every rose has a thorn too. Eat too much mayonnaise, man. If I eat too much mayonnaise, dude, I get reflux.
I go into Mayo jail.
Bang it up. And now, okay, so I'm sorry. I made us take a little left turn when I meant to take a right. So you're in Idaho.
Yeah.
And you're on a journey of self-discovery, as I read in your book.
Mandated by the state, yes.
State-mandated journey of discovery.
Right.
You're headed out there. Where were you going? How did you know that was the place to go? And what happened when you got there? And after that happened, what happened?
Well, I got there and, you know, it was like messed up, dog. It was all weird and shit, you know?
Yeah.
It was all these guys I didn't know. They're all looking at me like they're me.
They were looking at you.
They're looking at me like they are me because we're all like the same guy because we're all wearing the same clothes because we got to wear the same clothes so they can identify us and stuff out there doing work.
Got it.
And we're out there and it's 46 men out there. And you got three dudes who are working for the state to keep us in line.
Yes. Stuff.
And the next thing you know, we get to this clearing, and they're just like, strip. And everybody strips down, and it just gets real hot, real fast.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know what? I don't think I'm interested in human sex anymore.
Right.
After that, and I kind of like...
What are we talking, like an orgy out there or something?
Honestly, I can't remember. I think I remember what happened. Definitely, I would never be a part of a male orgy like that.
Why not?
Because it's just not something I would do because that's not who I am.
Okay.
So I would never have done that. Even though I can't remember what happened, I know I would not have done that.
Yeah, well, but what if it was like with the pickup artist crew you really respected?
That's different.
Okay.
That's totally different because that's like... That's like grease on grease.
Okay, you know, okay, I got you. It's just that, you know, you don't want that strange dick.
Yeah, so then it's sometime after that, I'm in Idaho, and I just started to be forcibly appreciative of animals and said such things that are living in this environment. Elk. Grizzlies. Wolverines. Yeah, these wolverines, they can do such a significant amount of terrain in a day. There's no other animal that can do this much terrain. And this guy's a little dog. You know what I mean? He's like a little dog.
Yeah.
You know those guys, you know, who are like 5'6"? Like Napoleon, everybody knows, was 5'1".
Yeah.
Freaking one.
5'1".
But that dude was a dog.
Remember that out there, my bros. It's not a size issue.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry to cut you. So many times, dudes come up to me at these things when I'm doing my classes. By the way, go to youwillslay.com if you want to sign up. We have a 2-week seminar coming up in Argentina. These dudes come up to me 4'8", 3'2".
3'2".
And the guy was 2'1". Little tiny, tinies. They come up
1'6".
1'6". You know, and they
2'9".
They feel beaten down. They feel beaten down because they say, I'm too small.
I'm a squishmallow.
I'm a squishmallow.
I'm a minion.
I'm a Pokemon.
I'm a pickle packer.
I'm a little gem.
I'm a barrel boy.
I'm a gummy bear. And I say to him, one, change your language, change your life. It's not the size of your body. It's the size of your heart. And that's what they see in you. They don't see your body. They don't see your face. They see your heart. And if your heart is obscured by a cloud of karmic egoic patterns that are giving you the sense that you're an individual identity, and you become all attached in that delusion, which is causing so much suffering, that it's like clouds over the sun. And the moment you get those clouds to part, to lift up the skirt, and underneath the shining yoni of your true identity will come exploding out like a nuclear blast of love, the room will light up and ladies will wet down. So please don't beat yourself up if you're smaller than me. I'm 6'9". This dude over here is 7'2". So, but yeah, size is irrelevant. It's not the size.
I used to be 6'8".
Yeah, you got extended.
I got extended, yep.
Got your legs shattered and reassembled.
I went to Taiwan, and I woke up, and I could fucking ball.
Ah, yeah, but man, I mean, I don't know, man. That's an intense surgery. Like, they shatter your legs with a hammer.
Yeah, it's not so much a shatter. They cut it. They cut the legs with the hammer, and then they just, you know, ask you a bunch of questions, like what size you want to be. And then next thing you know, you're flipping and sticking.
Well, look, again, I shifted the gears, and let's just jump back into this. So, you're out there in the sanctity, sanctuary, that place where civilization stops and truth begins. And this is when you had your grand epiphany.
Right. That's where I changed my name to Very Fast Jackal.
Wow.
VFJ.
Wow.
And I realized that, okay, I've done all this mega conquering of like all said such types of undercarriage of the feminine bodice.
Yes.
I've done that. In like a most wickedly magnificent constructual way, humanly,
yes,
infinitely possible,
yes.
But I have yet to even explore the most minutiful, tinificant,
yes,
amount of this outdoor region,
exactly,
where freaking furry to non-furry mammalian creatures
treat
are absolutely going straight up dog ass buck in woods, sands, and dirt. And when you see these things, they are they're tremendously elusive in a way that any straight up bitch ass hoe McDonald's is not gonna be.
No.
When you got out there and you get close, okay, let me just say this one word right now. Timothy Treadwell.
The man.
The Grizz guy.
Yes.
Do you know what he did before he was out there with those bears?
No idea.
He was a pickup artist.
What?
Treadwell.
What?
Nobody knows this.
TMZ, are you watching this?
Nobody knows this. It's been suppressed from us.
Ooh.
They've used the Mandalia effect to stop
us.
They've turned on the Mandalia machine to make it so we don't know that Treadwell was straight up slaying back
and down.
He saw through the gauze of the spider webs of these old, you know,
patterns.
Yeah, he saw through. He realized that the real pussy out there
is the bear,
the grizzly bears, the Kodiak bears.
That's it.
You can get close enough to them. That's touching the sun without falling right there. And I realized that. I'm like, okay, I can't be Treadwell, but maybe I can be my well.
Wow, look at this. I'm going to pull this up.
Oh, wow.
Bear vagina. What do you think?
I mean, it looks like a Mandelbrot mixed with a telescope that has a kaleidoscope attached to it with stardust.
The universe in a nutshell right here. And let me just tell you something. This idea that picking up is more than just finding that lady, going and finding the, you know, you can, three podcasts back, I interviewed one of my favorite janitors. He talked about ways to quickly clean up a bathroom.
And he's a duck too.
Yeah, the real
slide duck.
The real thing, the real deal, the real, essentially my guru.
Undercover
guru. And it's beyond that. It's outside of that, that the whole world is waiting for you to get out of your comfort zone and find that bird and do whatever it is you do. And this is as above, so below in the Emerald Tablet, of course. This is Hermes Trismegistus. They talk about this as above and small things, all things, meaning that if you already know, and I hope you do, because you've been following us and you've learned our techniques, how to slam and bang your way through life, then you can call animals to you, is what I'm hearing here.
You can take their power that they give to you willingly, take it, and
it's sensual.
It is a consensual power exchange.
Sensual animal power transfer.
This is Tesla to a T. This is what, I'm not talking about the cars, I'm talking about the energy guy.
Yeah.
Got totally Mandela affected by governments.
Built those pyramids.
All that stuff. When you get the energy exchange from a wild animal, when you're able to be in the presence of something like an osprey and have it fly just a half an inch above your head and then do like a slow-mo backup turn and flip because you basically told it to, then where are you? You're in command of all things.
Well, I truly hope that my goggles are water resistant, because I'm crying in these things right now.
Yeah.
It's like when I got goggles on, I go in the pool. It's halfway filled with tears. And sitting with you today has been one of the great honors of my life. You have taught me yet again. As soon as I'm done with this podcast, I'm packing up my bags and I'm going to head to Alaska and try to fuck a bear. And I just want to thank you so much for your wisdom. And is there anything you need to promote or plug for my bros out there?
I would say check out tearsoftheocean.net/jackal. That's a new seminar I'm working on. It's also, it's connected with a product. It is, a lot of people will say it's a type of protein. It's a mixture of all kinds of things. It's everything you need to get square, to get going straight. And also,
any truth it's come?
Well, I mean, this is why it's behind a paywall. So if I could say it, I would.
Okay.
I would check out that.
Okay, because, you know, they want to keep you sick to make that money. So, you know, I'm sure there's some dumb law that you can't sell your cum as medicine.
I would say check out johnnypemberton.dog. And that's just going to direct you to where we need to go.
Okay, yo. Thank y'all for tuning in. We'll see you next week.
Love it.